We are all humans. We make mistakes. And we lead humans and not machines. So mistakes are part of the game. We just need to allow them, because allowing mistakes and taking responsibility for mistakes increases your own and everybody else's self-confidence. Hello, dear Lightwolf. Did you notice something in the Lightwolf podcast over this last month? Do you know what I mean? Yes, exactly. Our new Lightwolf music. We have developed a brand new music with our partners Hanna and Christian. Because our entire Lightwolf team doesn't just want to watch the change or comfortably swim along. We want to lead the change. We want our Lightwolf podcast to become more and more relevant and valuable to you, while always staying contemporary. That's why we welcome every tip, every question, every feedback from your side. And that's why we've also developed brand new music for the entire Lightwolf program, for this podcast, for our open trainings in Zurich, for our live webinars, for our corporate programs across Europe, and for our new Lightwolf Academy. And I hope you like our new Lightwolf music. And with that, a warm welcome to today's episode called Accelerating Change Without Burning Out. Lightwolf Learning, March 2021. Do you remember the term VUCA? A term that I think started existing sometime around 2005 or so. Definitely was a widely known term and abbreviation for the term, for the words volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And that's exactly what our world changed to become, say between 2010 and 2020. And I think as relevant as it was at the time, I think the pace and speed that we were used to at the time is now long outdated. Over the last 12 months, I think that pace of change exploded yet once more. And I have two examples, two specific facts that indicate a tenfold increase of change over just the last 12 months. One is a very sad example that really makes me sad. My wife Tanya last week shared a video with me that indicated that poverty in Latin America increased by a factor of more than 10. While about 20 million people in Latin America had to make their living on €1 a day or less a year ago, that number increased to 210 million people just now. So a tenfold increase in real poverty over just 1 year. It makes me sad because I've seen that video of a young woman in her early 20s somewhere in Brazil who had just finally made it to university to start her studies, and then COVID-19 hit. She lost her place at university and she's now driving around town 80 kilometers, 12 hours every single day, delivering food for just €1 a day. And that just makes me sad. And at the same time, another change increased tenfold, which is the penetration of e-commerce. Yeah? So the share of people who started buying products and services in the internet for the first time in their lives, that increase of e-commerce penetration accelerated tenfold over the last year. It increased by 11 percentage points in less than a year. And the last time it increased by 11 percentage points, it took 10 years. So the second example of really rapid acceleration of change. And I think what it tells me is the two sides of change. Huh? Change, yes, gladly. But burnout, no thanks. Please not. And this is exactly the challenge that all of us are facing right now. We want fast change, and we sometimes have to deliver fast change, but without burning out. This morning, second part of the morning, great day today, I had a great conversation with three clients in a strategy consulting project. The purpose is to collaborate in order to design a new improved strategy to turn around a strong yet slightly dusted brand. And in this conversation this morning, my client Simone said the term, "Stefan, I'm getting tigry." Yes, tigry, which is a mixture of tired and angry. And she said it in order to express how she felt. On the one hand side, tired of the pace of change that she has gone through, like you and me, over a year or so. And at the same time, feeling exhausted and starting to feel a little angry. Do you feel this challenge too at times? How do you cope with it? I would really be interested in learning how you deal with it. Now, I think taking three steps back, I think the big picture of leadership is changing faster than ever right now. Leadership is no longer telling others what to do, but it is helping others do what's right and helping them do it themselves. And I see at least four things that are changing: thinking, decision making, communication, and leading. And here is what I see. I think in order to cope with this wonderful and demanding pace of change, you and me are invited to think more flexibly, to think in parallel steps rather than sequentially, to think in short iterations rather than in long intervals, and to think fast and quickly, and to communicate sound bites, sometimes just a yes or a no and one number, instead of complete pieces of information that we were used to sharing and receiving maybe 10 years ago. So thinking changes. Decision-making changes. It's no longer evolving all kinds of information until we are at 99% quality or perfection before we decide and act. No, I think this has become the vast majority. It's just mergers and acquisitions and recruitment decisions that I think need to be taken with real care. Everything else, we are well advised to decide better fast than perfect. Communication. I think one way to cope with this acceleration and change is to communicate the relevant things precisely and briefly. And as a result of these three, relevance, precision, and brevity, to help others be quick and to always communicate in a recipient-oriented way. If you and I do that, we will help others better and faster to do what's right. And leading. We shouldn't lead the way we like to lead. And I think all of us here on this call, it's probably 10,000 people who are on this podcast today, probably each and every one of us has a preferred leadership style. And ideally, we'd love to always lead the way we like to lead. But it doesn't work that way. Because leadership is not leading the way we'd like to lead, but it's adjusting our style to the needs of our partner, to the needs of the moment, to the situation, and to the person. So we need to adjust. And what we also need in times like right now is to have resilience and flexibility. Resilience and adaptability. Just before this whole day started today with this great conversation with Simone and her colleagues, I read a very interesting article by four senior partners from McKinsey, including Mihir Misone from Houston. The article is entitled "Speed and Resilience: Five Priorities for the Next 5 Months." The basic idea underlying this interesting article is that in order to be able to really persevere in the long term, we should rethink how we enable speed in the future. The advice is to no longer do it reactively through adrenaline and working harder and harder, but to do it proactively through redesigning and working smarter. And while that may be more easily said than done, I'm not just optimistic, I'm convinced that it can be done. Because I've seen it in 2020. And my headline over last year was, And it does work. I've seen so many things happen under pressure that 2 years ago many thought were impossible, and they were possible. And again, I think we can and will also master the challenges of this year and every single year to come. But it does require us to rethink. Yeah? And I think that's where you and me and where everyone can make a contribution. Yeah? And here are a few ideas I'd like to share with you today on how to accelerate change without burning out. Number one, simplify things. Everyone wants more results in less time. But how? One way is to simplify things, to break big, complex things down into small, manageable parts. And then work through them one by one, step by step, one after the other. Another one. Like my partner and friend Paul Polman recently said here in the podcast, we sometimes are paralyzed in front of big complex changes. Paralyzed. We are scared. We feel fear. And that's understandable. But I think what you and I can do as leaders is to take the fear away by allowing mistakes to happen. We are all humans. We make mistakes. And we lead humans and not machines. So mistakes are part of the game. We just need to allow them, because allowing mistakes and taking responsibility for mistakes increases your own and everybody else's self-confidence. And that's great if you can do things in your control that help others grow their confidence. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to move the fear away. Because only if we do this, if we break down the complex into simple things, and if we eliminate the fear of failure, then suddenly things get easier. Decisions get made faster. Action gets taken better. And that ultimately helps accelerate change without burning out. Now, if we change, if we think a little differently, if we decide a little more flexibly, I'm convinced we can do it. We can make it. And no matter where you are listening to this podcast now, whether via iTunes, Spotify, or other streaming services, right under this episode, in the description under details or under follow-up website, you will find the link to our new Lightwolf Academy. Our new Lightwolf Academy, in this program, in this online university, you will find exactly what you need, the few practical tools you need to lead yourself and others successfully. It's not the many things you can read, it's the few things you really need out of my 30 years of experience, from being an intern in my first role, from being a first-time leader with six, all the way to being a European board member leading 12,000 people all over Europe. I've learned a ton on the way. I've made some things right. I've made a couple of mistakes. And I have a lot of practical expertise. And all this practical expertise is right in there, in the Lightwolf Academy. So I invite you to please come in, have a look, enjoy, and if you like it, book it, be with me, have a full year of learning of the few things you need to master, and then book right with it live Q&As with me for an entire year, so you can complement your learning on your own by an exchange with me on how to anchor your learning and to establish new routines. All of this will help you to turn yourself into exactly the leader you want to become. So have a look, and hopefully see you soon also in the Lightwolf Academy. So my tip number one on how to accelerate change without burning out: simplify things. Tip number two: anticipate, decide clearly and quickly. I'd like to share with you an example from a great program I've just experienced with Hans-Peter, a great leader from Switzerland, and his 35 leaders in his unit. He's running a big part of a country for one of the biggest banks in the world. And it's been a hugely intensive and great and rewarding experience to have an entire day, one intensive Lightwolf day, with his 35 top leaders and with Hans-Peter. The headline was Increasing Performance and Motivation by Modern Leadership, Effective Coaching and Effective Criticism. All of that based on a common understanding in this company, a common understanding of leadership in a constantly changing environment. And I've seen his chart and I loved one thing, which was a simple icon, which was a cool head sitting on a warm heart. To me, a very nice summary of what good leadership is all about. Cool head and warm heart. And in this day, his team, his leaders, he and me together in small groups of three, virtually using Zoom and breakout rooms, we had a great experience practicing how to motivate employees quickly to take clear responsibility for good results. For instance, in a direct feedback interview conversation, or how you as a Lightwolf can help others, how you as a Lightwolf can help your people succeed through really relevant questions, relevant, precise questions. Honest, precise feedback and fair but consistent demand of the agreed results. Or how you specifically ask very good questions and then remain silent. Do you know this moment when you have a one-on-one, you have a challenging one-on-one on a demanding topic? After a few attempts that worked okay, you finally ask a great question and suddenly there is silence in the room. Oh, 5 seconds of silence. Then many of us get nervous and some of us break the silence by asking another question and yet another question and yet another question and sharing hypothesis and sharing the solution ourselves. And then we ruin the whole moment. In that moment, when you managed to really get the conversation to exactly the right relevant topic and you're asking precisely the right question, then dear Lightwolf, please, please shut up, be silent, wait patiently and listen, because both the problem and the solution are in your partner. And when you delegate responsibility, both the motivation and the plan are in your partner. Therefore, it has to come out of your partner. And for that, you have to be silent. Ask, shut up, listen. And that's one of the things that we practiced with these leaders. And they were so grateful. They were so inspired to discover these things, yeah, to also discover ways how to avoid the monkey business. You may have heard about the term. Monkey business is another word for delegating back to the boss. Yeah, so if I was your subordinate, you are my boss, and you delegate to me, maybe I'm scared to take responsibility. Maybe I'm a little overloaded, or I'm just a bit lazy and comfortable. And then I say, you know what, dear Lightwolf, I'm not sure I can do this. What would you suggest? That's monkey business. I put it back on your table. And in these moments, please, please, resist. Do not answer. Put the question back right to me. Right back to me. Avoid the monkey business. That was one of the lessons that these 35 great, wonderful people learned in this one day of Lightwolf. And by the way, would you also like to experience a 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days intensive Lightwolf program live and train difficult conversations with strong colleagues from within your company? Over the last 20 years, we designed about 40 different leadership models, modules, all the way from leading myself, leading my boss, leading my staff, leading teams, leading strategically, leading systems, leading change, leading with millennials, leading elder people, leading under stress, you name them. Anything you need in terms of leading yourself and others is right in the LightWolf modules. And if you want to experience this, then just go right into the description of this podcast. Contact me via website, via LinkedIn, via email at stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com. And maybe you and I are on the phone already tomorrow morning and we start discussing how the LightWolf program might help your company and yourself to transform yourself like it already did with more than 5,000 leaders all over Europe. So contact me. I look forward to being in touch with you. So step number three, in order to really be great and effective in terms of accelerating change without burning out. Tip number three, learn patiently, adapt flexibly. One of the terms that frequently occurs in our work, right now we are supporting three different companies with strategy consulting, is strategy work. And in my career, in about 30 years as an employed manager and leader, and now almost 10 years in leadership change and strategy, I've seen the following. Almost every company on the planet has at least a handful of people who can design a nice, convincing, theoretic strategy on paper, on glossy PowerPoint charts and wonderfully looking slides on beamers and on walls in the boardroom. That's not the problem. The challenge is much more consistent execution of the strategy. That's where it starts. And in my view, there are a couple of poor, wrong reasons to change a strategy. Yeah? If you run a business, if you run a category, a country, or a brand, and your strategy works well, and your competitor suddenly decides to use the most effective, yet also most stupid marketing technique ever devised, i.e. giving product away for free, or selling it for 50-60% rebate, then this is not a good reason for you to change your strategy. In fact, you should stay to course. You should stick with it, because that will go by, and a month down the road, you will get your business back. But there are three good reasons to change a strategy. Changing consumer demand, changing competition, changing technology. And right now, all of them change at once in many industries. So right now, there is a lot of need to reflect and maybe even adjust or upgrade strategy. Yeah? And I think that's an area where we all need to learn patiently and adapt flexibly if we really need to adjust strategy, either the way we execute it or even the strategy itself. Therefore, tip number three, learn patiently, adapt flexibly. So I hope there is at least one little nugget in today's LightWolf podcast for you that supports what you do well already, or maybe gives you an idea what you can test and try anew starting right now. And if you do like the tips you receive here, and if you do like more, then please subscribe to this LightWolf podcast. New episodes will follow each and every week. Some of them are evergreens like how to lead my boss, how to lead myself, how to get most value out of my time, or how to manage change. Some are very current, out of the news of the month, like this one today, the LightWolf Learning in March 2021. And once in a while, we also blend into it interviews with high caliber people, some of whom have led organizations with more than 100,000 people all around the world. So these are men and women who really have learning to share that I think all of us here on the call can learn from. And this is already a community now here in March 2021, a community that regularly has more than 10,000 people per month joining us. So join us, and if you like it, please let me have your written feedback. I'd like to learn what works for you. I'd like to learn what we can adjust to make it work even better. Yeah, that would be great. And in addition to the new Lightwolf music, here is some more news to make this podcast even more exciting for you. We've thought about different categories for this podcast, which we will now introduce bit by bit. And today, we start with the first new section. Lightwolf question of the month. So, the question that I'm now going to ask you, I would like you to please send me your feedback via email, LinkedIn, our website, or any other channel of your choice and preference. Then, in the next monthly learning episode, I will come back, I will refer back to what I've heard and learned from you and the other more than 10,000 listeners here on the Lightwolf podcast. So, Lightwolf question of the month of March 2021. How do you accelerate your change without burning out? I'm curious. Please share your answer. For today, thank you very, very much for your time, for your patience, and for your attention. I'm grateful you were here, and I'm very much looking forward to hosting you again here in the Lightwolf podcast very soon. Thank you. Have a great time, and see you too. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.